Hey, everybody. Welcome to Drive Through HR. Brian, William, and Nisha coming to you live every day talking about HR. So we want to get to our guest because I think he's got some great things to share today. Brooke Dixon, welcome to Drive Through HR.
Hey, thanks, guys. It's great to be here.
Well, let's kick it off. If you want to introduce yourself to our family of Drive Through HR listeners, we'll roll into our big question after that.
All right, sounds good. I'm Brooke Dixon. I'm the co-founder and CEO of the employment network Hourly.com. We're an online employment marketplace that specializes in placing part-time, freelance, contingent, and flexible workers. So the best way to think of us is sort of a big mashup of Craigslist, Match.com, and LinkedIn.
Nice. What is what's top of mind for you these days?
Aside from keeping a website afloat, really the biggest thing we're finding is sort of the frustration of really how many jobs are available and how many jobs are going unfilled every day. And so really what our mission was or has been and still is today is just to make it as easy as possible for someone to find a job and subsequently for either a recruiter or a small business operator or individual to be able to find that person and you know, get them working as quickly as possible. So
nice.
It's
well, take us back to how you first started out on this. I think it'd be really interesting because you obviously saw a hole in the market or there was a reason that you started down this path. Tell us how that all started.
That's a great question. As all good things, they started with my wife. She was a caterer working for a large or sort of a celebrity chef here in New York City, was having trouble finding people to work her events. She was going mostly through staffing agencies and Craigslist to find waiters and extra staff for you know, very high-end events you know, at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City and private residences and you know, big weddings and things out in the Hamptons, and was constantly having to you know, find that extra 20 or 30% of people to sort of fill the gaps. And so what she was finding was those, you know, a few thousand positions that she had to fill in a year was taking up all of her time, and when she did find them, they were either expensive to get or they were very they weren't what she was looking for. And sort of as all great entrepreneurial endeavors start, there was sort of that discussion of there's got to be a better way. And you know, conveniently, I'm a software engineer. I was a computer science major in college, and I had worked for a number of big websites, primarily the Motley Fool, which is a big financial community based out of Virginia, and we started to play around with an idea of a dating website. And I'd also worked for a few dating websites in the past, where rather than going through the typical employment channels, which was, you know, sort of that kind of atypical job board, you've got people who spend hours and hours kind of you know, just looking for jobs or sort of hoping that they can find something. We thought we would look at something a little bit more dynamic, where you could build a profile, sort of explicitly say what kind of work you were looking for, when you were available, what your experiences were, your skills, and things like that. And then we would just simply match you the same way that you would on a Match.com or Chemistry.com or, you know, one of those large websites. And so we originally started just doing this for food service and hospitality. And we were doing it under a much less dynamic and memorable name. And I got really lucky with the domain names that we were able to get. And when we started to when we purchased Hourly, or we started as hour.ly and then graduated up to hourly.com. And when we started to look at the market and noticing that all of our waiters in the system always did something else. They're, you know, if you typically ask a waiter what they do, in many cases it's they're waiting tables or bartending or something to help make ends meet while they, you know, they land their sort of ideal job. Not to you know, to offend the full-time waiters out there. So what we realized is that there was this great crossover. You know, people who are looking for jobs in retail or office support or customer service, who were also, you know, gaining professional experience as waiters or in the food service and hospitality industry. So rather than, you know, just create multiple job boards, which is what we now refer to, it creates a silo effect, where you have all these different networks where people have to join and maintain profiles and post jobs. It made a whole lot more sense just to, you know, keep the whole platform kind of ubiquitous and open. So we made the ambitious decision to support every type of a job in every location around the country. And so we've been building it for about 2 years now. I'd say we sort of, you know, found our sort of place in the market, and kind of caught our stride about 6 months ago, and thankfully it's working. So it's a great thing to be involved with, and nothing better than helping people get jobs. So it's a great career path for me.
Well, the difference between entry level, because I think when some folks think of hourly, they think of either high school or college or maybe even entry level jobs. What's been y'all's experience as you kind of dig into the hourly market? How much of that is A, true, and B, what else makes up the hourly market?
So it's funny you mentioned it. I would say one of the hardest things that we've had to overcome building this business is sort of the branding of it. And obviously, when you have a name like hourly.com, it's you immediately sort of you strike a chord with people in one way or the other. And most people tend to think it's entry level work. And really, what we're trying to do, and this is something we work on, you know, really daily, is to get the message across that these are jobs that are typically paid by the hour, not necessarily entry-level jobs. And it's one of those, you know, I'd love to say we'll scrap the domain and come up with something, you know, a different name using the same idea, but it's such a good name to remember that we certainly don't want to let it go. We tend to have actually more higher-level jobs in terms of pay. A lot of creatives, freelance writers, software developers, illustrators and things like that, all the way down to the very low sort of low-earning or sort of, you know, entry-level food service, maintenance, and things like that. So it's a tricky balance, and I'm an engineer, as I mentioned, so marketing is not necessarily my forte, but we're getting better at it. But one of the things I was also really surprised with was when we sort of launched the site as this organic platform, that we decided that we would just put it out there to see what happened and really sort of treat it as a natural marketplace and start to fill in the gaps and pay it. When there was inefficiencies in the market, we could get people to be there for jobs and all sorts of boring technical things. But one of the interesting things that we found was that we were expecting lower level workers or entry level workers to come into the system, and we ended up getting more really high end educated individuals who were working independently or working in freelance jobs by choice. So I'm always sort of thrilled when we start getting the Ivy League grads and the sort of the super educated, and then you have them in the same network with the people who are just coming out of a vocational or a training program. And they're all there, not necessarily vying for the same jobs, but the people who are posting jobs into the system have the ability to pull, people from those different sort of virtual networks within the website from one account.
How do a typical use case for HR and recruiting professionals, how do they interact, currently, and how do you envision them in the future working with hourly?
Right now, it's a transactional system. So you go in, you create an account. There's no charge to do so. You can add so for the small business owner or the individual, you can start posting jobs to your business directly. If you're a recruiter, you can add multiple businesses to your account so that you can post jobs on behalf of your business. And then what we do is we start matching people or we start matching those jobs to people immediately. So different than a typical job board where you sort of post into a black hole and then you hope for email responses to start coming back. If we have matches for you, we will show them to you instantaneously, and then you can initiate contact to let, if I post a job and I see Bill's profile there and I'm interested in Bill's profile, I can simply click a button and Hourly will send Bill a notification of the job being available. What we're working towards right now is really much more of a dynamic recruiting platform where a staffing agency or a recruiter can create what we call agents. And rather than posting a job, we can simply say the agent is really just saying, I'm looking for a person or an individual with these skills in this location. And we use that information to then start to crawl other sites, let other partners that we have, we develop relationships with municipal workforce development groups, vocational schools, professional training schools, things like that. And then what we'll do is we'll let the leaders in those organizations know that there is an interest in these skills in this location to get people to start coming into the site, and then we'll make introductions based more on sort of the interest to recruit or sort of an open recruiting campaign as opposed to simply, you know, posting a job. What we actually found was that the perpetual job post is slow and really kind of noisy, and that's where we start to see people posting jobs into other websites, and you're cross-posting between, you know, Indeed, Simply Hired, all these different places, and then what ends up happening is you have, you know, thousands of people who are applying to the exact same job, not realizing that it's an identical job just on a different website. So we're trying to be a little bit more of a an active campaign, as an active recruiting campaign through the use of technology as opposed to your typical job board.
Nice. We've got a question from the Twitter stream. And so what's kind of the differentiator for your site versus other sites, just to kind of get into the value proposition and let people understand kind of how you think about this?
Well, there's a couple of things. By having it be a two-sided market or two-sided network, we also give our – well, primarily we give our job seekers really a landing page. So when you create your profile becomes a website unto itself that is there for you to market anywhere. So we're I'm a big believer in open data and sharing of information. So when you've created your profile is searchable by the major the major search engines. It's there for you to share. You could attach it to your business card. You could attach it to your resume. So it's really a living, dynamic marketer of your skills and interests to start with. So you're not creating an account and then it's just going into this sort of black hole. Secondarily, we oddly for a website we're big believers in paper. You hear some of, you know, a lot of sites in the job space say that they're going to kill the resume. My feeling is that's impossible. There's no basis in reality there, and no need to do that. So one of the things we also do is we allow you to print your profile as a resume. So rather than having to go through and you create your resume in Word and you have different versions and you spend some time and, you know, in many cases a lot of money, when you put your information into your hourly profile, you simply there's a little resume button there. You click print, and it's downloaded as a PDF, and you're free to use that anywhere that you'd like. So that's sort of on the job seeker side. That's one added benefit that I think, you know, really differentiates us from the other sites in the job space. On the employer and the recruiter side, we're probably most similar in terms of the types of jobs to really Craigslist. And if you've ever used Craigslist, it's obviously a great site. They're doing, you know, a tremendous job in terms of getting people, you know, jobs. But we act as a filter or a buffer. So when your job or your recruiting campaign goes into the system, there's really no possible way of getting those, you know, 100 or 500 kind of randomly structured responses coming back. So really what we're working towards on the employer side and the recruiter side is sort of developing the common app or the common application framework for jobs. So all of the information that's coming back to you is always it's structured data. It's always in the same format. It can be imported into other systems. So you're never going to get that, you know, and if you can't assume that everyone's posted on Craigslist or through classified ads. With Hourly, you'll never get that hi, I'm interested email, or, you'll never get the sort of the selfie photograph, with no sort of professional thought given to it. We add just enough of a barrier so that when someone applies to your job, there is information that's relevant to the position that you're trying to fill.
So, great answer, by the way. Thank you.
Thank you.
What are some of the situations that you ran into that have kind of blown your mind as you've got into this kind of the hourly platform side of the world? Because you came from a little different space. Obviously, there's like a dating website and some of those things. But the hourly space, flex workforce, what's kind of like made you go, wow, did not see it coming, doesn't make any sense, but figured it out?
You know, it's interesting that you point that out. I think one of the benefits that we've had in this is that I don't come from an HR background. I've always been the HR group's nightmare when I worked as sort of the creative prankster software engineer. So I approach this as a software development project as opposed to really filling jobs. And, two plus years into this, I would say I'm well versed in everything, but I still learn things daily, which is the best thing about all this. But to answer your question, I was really shocked by, one, the nuance and the complexity of all of the different systems and how much on the recruiter side, how much is required in terms of satisfying either litigation issues or privacy issues or really sort of the handcuffing that takes place, which is, understandable, but, as far as I'm concerned, in terms of just, solely trying to solve the problem, it really makes the process much more difficult than it need be. And that's where, from a logical point of view, it's really kind of easy to see why so much goes into Craigslist. Or to classified ads, or even to, stores still putting up help wanted signs in their windows. It's easier, there's less friction. Small business owner or a recruiter, they just need people. And that's really the sort of the name of the game. Beyond that, I was shocked at how much time job seekers spend trying to find work. I mean, especially with the downturn in the economy, and so many people being out of work, and the horrible dip in the employment numbers. There was this sort of pattern that was developing of people were just sort of justifying their worth, which is a I don't know if that's the right word, but they were spending as much time as possible looking on job boards. And I attended a few seminars where I was hearing people say that they spend upwards of 20 hours a week looking through job boards. And I can understand why you would do that or why an individual would do that. But, the takeaway from that was that we wanted to build a system where we actually didn't want people on the website. We don't have ads on the website. We don't try to keep you on the site as long as possible. Our feeling is, and this is probably the old kind of motley fool in me, our feeling is that we want you to put in the information necessary. If we find something for you, we'll let you know about it. And when, there's not something going on, go develop a new skill, go spend time with your family, go relax, because when you do get back into the workforce, it's going to be, it's going to be as crazy as it was. So, and then on top of that, it's just, sort of how chaotic all the systems are and how, so few really speak to one another well.
So do you see kind of the – and you see the – let me ask a question before I make a statement, kind of mashed up question here. But so do you see like the paper interactions and the ability of people to get noticed going totally vintage, and like with direct mail now actually getting better open rates and conversion rates, kind of that same thing where people are so overwhelmed with – the wired connections, where they're actually like looking and reading, the crap that comes up, arrives in the mail?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have anything to, scientifically support that, but you can sort of see the trend here where if you have 30 or 40 emails a day from the various job boards that are all sending you the exact same information, you become kind of numb to it. And it becomes harder and harder to pick the gems out of that, and it becomes even harder to pick the unique gems. So if you look at the major job boards, Career Builder Monster, and a few of the others, many of those are showing Indeed. You could throw that in there. The aggregation of all of these different jobs and the sort of media partnerships is causing all of them to really be sending out very much of the same information. So it's that sort of direct. Again, it's like dating. If you've got a connection, you act on that connection and you go. The second that you start getting, the second you add too much noise to that, it takes away its efficiency.
That absolutely makes sense. Okay, kind of jump into the technical side of things here. And so how are you trying to figure out and make efficiencies for, like, the system and your system to actually interact with hiring managers and candidates? And I'll qualify the question. The biggest aspect of the black hole is the fact that nobody knows where they are in the process of the system. Right? I have no progress update. So how are you helping figure out the efficiencies on that one?
So we're doing a couple of things there, and I built this website, so I love the technical questions. First and foremost is we're starting to provide the job seeker better information or better reporting on where their profile fits. And without putting everybody to sleep, we uncovered something that was really kind of fascinating, which is that most of the major job sites are using third-party parsing system. So when you upload your resume, the resume gets broken down into keywords, and those keywords are mapped and weighed and put into the various buckets that are necessary for a recruiter to do their job. Those work incredibly well, except that there seems to be a tremendous disconnect between what somebody is interested in doing or what they're seeking versus what their resume has told those systems the ways in which those systems are organizing that resume data. And the first experience we found is when we're working with that same parsing business, and this is probably the most salesy I've been in 25 years on this call right now. I'm a computer science major. I've always built websites. I've never sold anything. I'm usually the guy in the back room, either concocting some prank or building something. And when I upload my resume into that system, the first thing it comes back is that my best fit, which is the tag they use, is in sales. And now I've done sort of sales engineering type positions. I don't have the word sales in my resume once, but this system had sort of organized my resume for me, and then it would have subsequently put into the black box, quote unquote, as a best fit for a sales position. So there it's almost obvious as to why I would never really get the attention of a recruiter, because the resume, the words that I have in my resume that are effectively marketing me, are marketing me incorrectly. So we're working right now on getting that better, and doing two things and getting the words to match better without just stuffing keywords into things, and actually coaching the job seekers in how to better structure their resume or their profile so that it is best in line to work with the applicant tracking systems, which is the quote-unquote black box. Our plans are in the future, on the other end of that, to have this parsed data to then be able to go in and be and more accurately represent the intention of the job seeker, so that we're taking out that sort of the mismatches there's sort of a mismatch issue, and then there's a keyword stuffing issue. So we're addressing those two key items on the recruiter employer side. And then once we have those elements really kind of nailed, we'll be able to better communicate on both ends, where you stand in the process of the recruiting campaign, whether or not a job or a campaign is still open or closed, rating of profiles, rating of applications, things like that, and using bidirectional rating and communication to provide as good of information as possible or as valuable of information as possible without making it overly burdensome on either party having to update things that they don't necessarily want to. Everyone's really busy, so the last thing people want is another website that you have to keep asking or keep answering questions for.
Let me ask you a quick question about mobile. We keep hearing all of them, and this has been going on for the last couple of years, mobile, 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 everything's mobile. Let me, as you look at your statistics, what does mobile look like for you in terms of consumption?
Yeah, it's another good question. I'm just going to come out and say it. I don't think mobile is appropriate for this space. And that might end up in some headline somewhere. Mobile is obviously it's a fantastic tool and it's revolutionized the world. When it comes to applying to a job or finding a job or reviewing a candidate's profile or resume, and these are solely my belief, but I believe that the process is too serious and it requires too much time and attention to be handled well in a 4.5-inch screen or a 7-inch screen. There's something that my parents would always say: when you do your homework, you sit down, you put on a light, you put your feet on the floor, and you sit up straight and you do your homework with no distractions. And yes, I agree the sort of the world is moving that way, but I don't see it today, and I might say something differently in a few years. I don't see it today. I think it's you still have paper, and you still have people walking around with portfolios with resumes in them. So to say that you can just go quickly, press a button to apply to a job, is not realistic at this point. That's not to say that there isn't a benefit to having sort of the remote control element of a mobile device. But I think it would be amazing if you could walk past the store. I mean, when a business posts a job into the site, they can print it as a help wanted sign, and that help wanted sign has a QR code, which is one of those little square codes in the bottom of the sign. And our hope is that at some point, once we really have real fluidity with the site and we're a national brand, the ability for someone to go, oh, that's an interesting, I see this pizza place has a job. I'm going to apply to the job by, scanning it with my phone and sending my profile to the business owner. That's an interesting use case. But as far as, applying to a job while you're sitting in your pajamas, on the sofa and American Idol's on or something like that, and clicking a button to apply to a job that you found on a website, there's no real thought or no real, purpose in it. And I think that's conveyed on the other end. I think the recruiter or the business owner that's hoping to recruit that person, it takes away the importance of it is taken away. So, we support mobile. Functionality of the website works, perfectly within the mobile space. And I've put a lot of time and effort into making sure that it does. I think it's more of a gimmick now than it is sort of a real solution.
All righty, in 60 seconds or less, as you look across everything that's been done on the site, what do you think is most important to hourly candidates? 60 seconds.
I think the thing that's most important to hourly candidates is to best communicate what it is that they want to do in the future and support that with the skills, experience, and education that they've put, the investment that they've made to support what it is that they're looking to do.
Nice. Well, damn, that was less than 60 seconds. Good job on that.
Getting the hang of it.
Dude, kind of surprised me a little bit there. Nobody ever does anything in 60 seconds, especially when we tell them. So that's awesome. Well, Brooke, fantastic. Thanks for coming on. Folks, check his play out. It looks good. Talk about a growth area. That is fantastic. So guess what, everybody? We're done, and we will talk to you tomorrow.